Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Friday edition. Today is the 21st day of April 2006, and again, Darryl Bradford Smith is my name, and French Connection is the show, and but really, ladies and gentlemen, we are really a political movement, so let's get that up front for people who are new to this this broadcast. Most of you are not. Many of you hang on to listen to some of the things that we've been discovering lately. I wanted to pull on your coat about a few things here. You know, most of you know the story already. Maybe not every detail, maybe not every nuance, because there'll always be more information to uncover. But the general conspiracy there, it's been proven. It was proven, actually, long ago by Myron Fagan and Ben Friedman. And it has been parroted by many people since then. And the very problem that they faced was the one we're facing now, and that is to get more people to listen to the facts and wrap themselves up in the truth that we've been able to rediscover. And I shouldn't say discover, because it wasn't Eric and I that discovered these facts. It was someone long before us. So that brings us to the challenge that we really have. The challenge is, how do we get people to come to these facts? You know, I've been out on the internet listening to what other people are saying and reading some of the chatter, especially against my work and against Eric's work. The thing I'd like to point out is that these people are in full gear to try to tell and convince everybody that we're comtel pros and that we're you know, we're troublemakers, we're destroying the truth movement, we're doing all these things. And no doubt they're the henchmen of some of the people that we've come out against. They're not going to go down without swinging, you know. And they're getting a paycheck from this. So certainly, if they put 40 hours a week in at trying to slander me, they're going to get a lot of headway on it. And by and large, they have. The way I can counter that, and the way we can counter that, is by taking the same facts that we talk about and restating them over again. In other words, when someone says something, Darryl Bradford Smith is a comtel pro, say, well, if you think he is, make that decision after you've heard Benjamin Friedman. Simple. Or after you read the Untermeyer speech about how they were planning on imploding the German economy and how they were planning on bringing Germany to its knees and fomenting terrible events in the German Republic. You know, when you hear that stuff, and then you've already heard Ben Friedman, you know right away, if you're an honest human being and you're honest with yourself, exactly what happened. So basically what I'm hoping that you're going to do today is maybe give some thought to a strategy of bringing new people into this, and maybe challenging the disinfo people out there that are going to try to slander our message, because, look, this is the whole game. The whole game is, can we get traction on these facts? Myron Fagan couldn't get traction. Ben Friedman didn't get much traction. We have to be able to do better than they did. And this is the challenge that we face. Then, of course, I've got some emails about Eric's posting of the NASA stuff. And I told Eric that, you know, whether or not all those facts can be proven or worked upon is immaterial to the fact that this particular program and what we're doing right now is going to concentrate on this Zionist conspiracy and how to get Ben Friedman's information out. And I think that was really our goal. And then at some other point, if we want to start looking into other things that these people have done as conspiracies, we will. So we're probably not going to do very much on the NASA shenanigans. And God, goodness knows, with trillions of dollars having gone down the black hole of NASA for virtually no benefit, there has a lot to be discovered in that mess. And we're going to save that for another day. What we're instead going to do is we're going to try to find ways to get traction on all of these messages and maybe start building a consensus around these facts and how to move forward. As you well know, many of our supporters come from Britain and from Australia and from the United States, Canada, all the English-speaking world. But we're also trying to branch out into some other areas in the world as well. This needs to be a global effort, ladies and gentlemen, because they're subjugating human beings around the world. And in fact, right now, The Iraqi people need to know the truth, and the Iranians need to know these facts, and so do people throughout the Middle East, and they would be very good allies of this, of these truths, and possibly we can find somebody who's willing to put some of their money behind this message. You know, we're doing this on a shoestring budget, and the fact is I don't ask very often for donations, but we need them. We need a couple of bucks here to keep going. A dollar from each one of you that listens would be enough to keep us underway here, and you know, it's kind of slowed off quite a bit. People helping this movement out with a couple of quid. You know, we are on top of the real issues, the real story, and we need help from you in all facets and phases of this effort. And without you, I'm going to pack it in. If you can't help me, if you can't get this thing further than the 10,000 we're sitting at, and we've been hovering at this 10,000 for a long time. If we can't do that, then what's the point? 10,000 is never going to be enough. We'll die the same death informationally that Myron Fagan did and that Ben Friedman did in 1960s, and these people's plan will come to fruition, and you will be victimized as a result. I promise you that. You are already a victim of these people, and you will become maybe a casualty of these people's criminality. The country has already been fleeced, and kleptocracy has set in America under their control, and the rest of the world, murder, 100 million people murdered in the last 100 years. Guys, this is not something you can sit on. You got to do something about this stuff, you know. It's not going to, you can't wait for your neighbor to wake up. It's got to be you. So, MySpace is where people go and talk. I Am the Witness is where they go and listen. And the fight is on, guys. We're going to have Tex Mars next week. He's going to talk about Zionism. He's not going to get cut off by Daryl anymore, you know. Tex said he'd do the show, so I'm going to hold him to it. I hope he does, because the fact is, you know, this man has always spoken truth to power, albeit his take on things, he's willing to stand up and be counted in this fight. And that is laudable. And so is Dr. Lorraine Day. And so is our guest today, who's going to be on, a lieutenant colonel retired from the British military, Barry Turner. He's been on to talk about facts and issues several times with us. And we're going to do again, because each time he comes on, he adds a little bit more color to the background. So that's the little intro today for French Connections Friday edition. Stay tuned after this break for the interview number three with Barry Turner, lieutenant colonel, retired from the military in Britain. We'll be right back after this break.